Hey, what's up, guys? Hope everybody's doing well and having a great day. In this video, I'm going to take you guys over to Scotland, where yesterday evening I started receiving email from individuals from Scotland, four different people that don't know each other, that witnessed something extraordinary in the evening sky just before dark, and they all took videos and photos of this mysterious object in the sky above Scotland yesterday evening. We're going to come back and take a look at that extraordinary footage here in just a moment. Also have video footage from over here in the United States of a mysterious craft, actually two mysterious crafts in the nighttime sky. One that was so mysterious, as you're going to hear in the video, he thought it might be a good idea to call the police and let them know that there was something hovering in the sky that wasn't an airplane or a helicopter. Once again, exceptional video footage you'll definitely want to stick around for. Coming over here to the homepage of the website, today's feature photo was taken by me. I took this photo a while back of a storm that was brewing out here in Arizona, and this is what the sky looked like as the storm was moving in. And once again, I took that photo myself from right out here in Arizona, looking at the GOES X-ray flux over here at the Space Weather Prediction Center. All quiet the last 24 hours, but that's subject to change at a moment's notice as the Earth-facing side of the sun is starting to get loaded once again with sunspots and active regions. So look for an increase in solar activity over the next 24 to 48 hours. Looking at the Schumann resonance, pretty much all quiet the last couple of days. Hopping over to the Yellowstone supervolcano caldera, looking at the seismographs that monitor the mighty supervolcano, a little bit of earthquake activity at Mammoth Vault, and over here in the very busy northwestern quadrant, looking at earthquake activity, seeing an absence of data for some reason on that seismograph right there at Norris Junction. But other than that, nothing major going on at the supervolcano. And looking at the current radar, we're waiting on an atmospheric river to bring multiple inches, possibly multiple inches of rain to Southern California. Even over here in Arizona, multiple inches of snow are expected up in the high country of Arizona. As you can see, the moisture is starting to make its way inward from the Pacific Ocean. So get your umbrellas ready, Southern Californians and Arizonans, as we're more than likely going to need umbrellas here in the next few days. And looking at the power outage situation from the giant storm, you can see moving out into the North Atlantic that created hundreds of thousands of power outages in the northeastern United States. Still looking at 252,000 customers in Maine without electricity, 13,900 in Massachusetts, and right at 10,000 customers today. These are new power outages in Ohio. So still trying to get the power back on from that very strong no-name storm that behaved like a tropical storm. See something over here on the left-hand side of the SOHO LASCO C3. We mentioned this a few days ago as it would be entering the field of view very soon, and there it is. That is Mercury in retrograde. Almost looks like an asteroid or some sort of a possible UFO that entered the field of view. That's not a UFO. That's not an asteroid. That is Mercury in retrograde. And my friend Nelson Jenks also noticed the planet as it was moving into the field of view over here on the SOHO LASCO C3 instrument that monitors the sun. This is the wide field of view. And every once in a while, it'll pick up asteroids and comets and even Mercury in retrograde. And it will appear to move in over here on the left-hand side of the sun, but it's actually going around the sun, just very close, and it's just a weird angle from our perspective over here on planet Earth. And I'd like to give a big shout out to Polenta Forrest. She just received her brand new 2024 Sky Phenomena photo calendar. Thank you, Polenta. Really appreciate that. If you guys would be interested in ordering a calendar, you can come over here to the homepage of the website and simply click on this banner right here and follow the steps, and you can have a calendar delivered to your front door in less than a week. I'd like to also give a big shout out to Anna Pacheco and Michael Kelly. Anna is one of the newest Blue Star members. Welcome to the Star family, Anna. And Michael Kelly is a renewing Star family member. And if you guys would be interested in becoming Star family members, you can find the link to do so down below in the comment section of this video, and also link down below in the description box. I have a couple of videos from the United States I want to share with you guys. The first one's out of Detroit. Then we're going to go to Texas, Sharmonica, December 9th of 2023. Looked up and saw a mysterious object in the nighttime sky. It has narration. Once again, out of Detroit. Here we go.
Is it coming to our mouth?
Get in the crib!
Come on. Get in the house.
They were saying get in the house, as they didn't know what this thing was in the nighttime sky above Detroit. Here I put it in slow motion so we could get a little better look at this thing. I tried to zoom in the best I could, and at times you can see right there a triangle shape associated with these lights, and even without the lights, right there you can see what looked like a black triangle in the nighttime sky above Detroit, Michigan. And going from Detroit, Michigan to Puerto Rico 24 hours later on the night of December 10th, Edsel noticed this in the sky above Puerto Rico, and she didn't recognize it as an airplane or a helicopter. Wasn't even making any noise. Right here it starts to disappear. If that would have been an airplane, it would have made noise, as it's fairly low to the ground. That's probably no more than 3,000 feet in the sky, and now it's disappearing. Airplanes don't typically just disappear like that. That was some sort of mysterious craft spotted in the sky above Puerto Rico. Going from Puerto Rico to Mineral Wells, Texas, this video has narration. It was submitted to New Force. As you're going to hear in this video, the gentleman that recorded this and reported it to New Force thought maybe it would be a good idea to report it to the local authorities. That's how weird this thing was, and how weird it was behaving in the nighttime sky above Mineral Wells. It has narration, and here we go.
Stay still. What the? What is today's day? October 2nd, 2023? There it goes again in that ball. Don't be scared. Should we call the police?
No, they can't do anything.
No, to let them know it's out there.
And as you just heard the gentleman say, should we call the police? He was that mystified at what he was looking at in the nighttime sky above Mineral Wells. And it wasn't behaving like a typical airplane. This thing was hovering in place, and it had a row of lights across the center of it that were on primarily all the time. They weren't blinking. They didn't change color. Looked like some sort of a mysterious craft in the nighttime sky. Whether it was triangle-shaped or not, it's difficult to tell. But it was definitely a large, silent, mysterious craft above Mineral Wells. I want to take you guys now over to Scotland. Here we go. I received all of these photos and videos you're about to see yesterday within a matter of about an hour. And here we go. Viewer number one sent in this video footage of this mysterious looking object in the sky above Scotland. Cheap Noodles took this video yesterday evening at 4:19 p.m. from Scotland. Here I slowed it down and zoomed in on it. What was weird about this, I received photos and videos from four different people. This looked so out of place, it compelled that many people. And there were probably more. These were just the folks that shared their observations with me. I'm sure there were a lot more. Viewer number two, Perth, Scotland, Mary, December 19th at 4:10 p.m. This was in the sky for over 10 minutes. The photos range from 4:10 to 4:20 p.m. up there for about 10 minutes. This one here just happened to be shaped like a triangle craft. Just looked super out of place. Everything else in the sky looked random. This didn't look so random. It looked like a triangle craft. And that was from viewer number two. Now moving on to viewer number three. Out of Burnt Island, Scotland, a video taken at 4:15 p.m. These were photos sent in by Tony. This is what he saw at 4:15 in the sky that, again, just looked totally out of place. Nothing else in the sky even came remotely close to looking anything at all like this. Almost like Earth was visited by something yesterday evening, and it was spotted above Scotland by multiple people. There were multiple witnesses that saw this thing in the evening sky. Barry D, December 19th at 4:20 p.m. The photos and videos that I received ranged from 4:10 to 4:20. And this is what Barry saw when he looked up in the sky. And after this photo here, he shared a video from this same exact location. And I'm sure he wasn't the only person that noticed that. Notice how dark it is. The lights are on. It's nearly dark outside, and you've got this random-looking glowing cloud in the sky that appears to be its own light source because the sun is below the horizon. That is so weird. And again, I had four different people from Scotland that do not know each other that shared this footage with me within about an hour's time. I started receiving all of this video footage, once again, from Scotland of some sort of a mysterious object in the sky. I want to go back to this one right here because it aligns with something that was spotted from the International Space Station on December 13th. See this right here in the field of view? This video footage was sent in by Lisa out of Pea Ridge, Arkansas. And the footage is from the International Space Station. I want you to notice the similarities to this object right there that was noticed on the ISS live cam. Check this out. Look at how similar they look. There's that object right there that was spotted above the Earth, and this was spotted above Scotland. Check it out. Look at the similarities. They look almost identical, at least in shape. This one here is obviously a little bit different color, but that was spotted not only by Lisa from Pea Ridge, Arkansas, but Nelson Jenks also spotted this thing from the International Space Station live cam. Looked like some sort of a large triangle in the sky visible from the International Space Station. Maybe that's what people saw from Scotland. I don't know. They definitely have similarities, though. Great observations, guys. Thanks for the photos and videos. Really appreciate that. If you guys have any photos you'd like to share, you can send those to reports at MrMBB333.com. If you guys have any videos you'd like to share that are too large to attach to the email, come over here to the homepage of the website. You can always find a link down below in the description box. Look for this red banner that says, have a large video. It's a Dropbox. Drag and drop your video into the Dropbox. Please include your first name, date, and location, and I'll take it from there. Thanks for watching. Have a super day, and be safe out there.